Wayne Holmes Gold Division Tournament Baseball from Piper Field in Shreve Thursday evening saw the Hawks come from behind to get the win in extra innings 4-3 and take game one of the best of three series from the Triway Titans. Titans would score first in this one. A 2-RBI sack bunt in the bottom of the second made it 2-0, and that's how it would stay until the top of the fourth inning when a RBI fielder's choice from Solomon Yoder and an RBI ground out from Ryan Beiler would bring in two runs to tie us at two. The Titans, though, would take the lead in the bottom of the fifth inning thanks to an error on the third baseman that allowed a run to come in. And it would be 3-2 until the top of the sixth inning when Solomon Yoder's RBI single would score Boaz Yoder and tie us at three. That would end up forcing extra innings, and in the top of the ninth inning, two errors would allow Tucker Miller to come in and make it 4-3, and that's how we got to our final score of 4-3. Caleb Troyer ends up getting a win in this one for the Hawks, going two innings, giving up no runs on a hit while walking one and striking out two. Zach Hostetler, the starter, went seven innings. He ends up with a no decision, striking out 14 of the Titans batters in that seven-inning appearance. Meanwhile, taking the loss will be Mason Massaro for the Titans. He goes 3 1/3, giving up one unearned run on one hit while striking out five and walking one. With the win, the Hawks improve their record to 19-1 on the season. Meanwhile, the Titans drop to 18-2, and the two teams will meet again on Friday at 6 o'clock at Lehman Field. Once again, the final score in this one in nine innings, it was the Highland Hawks 4 and the Triway Titans 3. Reporting for WKLM Sports, I'm Jake Seidel.